ComNav Surf Pack, ComNav Air Pack, ComNav Air Lant, ComNav Surf Lant Instruction, 3530.4 Foxtrot, Surface Ship Navigation Department Organization and Regulation Manual, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1, Introduction. 1. The ship's battle orders, or what else, will describe procedures to ensure the navigator's and the navigation team's role in tactical situations are clearly defined. Navigation Bill. 2. If the bridge is equipped with a commercial GPS, these units can be the first indicators of jamming or spoofing, displaying false indications for position, velocity, or time. What presents a unique challenge, as operators may not receive any indications that the system is affected until significant impacts have already occurred. Spoofing. 3. What will describe the ship's requirements to operate in a GPS-degraded or denied environment? Tactics, techniques, and procedures. Tango Tango Papa. 4. Navigators must administer monthly 20-question rules of the road exams. Copies of completed exams must be retained on board for how many months? 12. 5. Navigators must remediate any watchstander who scores below a 90% on the 20-question rules of the road exams within how many days? 7. 6. Which program is a state-of-the-art bridge simulator used to train ship crews in navigation and ship handling using virtual technology? Navigation, Seamanship, and Ship Handling Training, November Sierra, Sierra Tango. 7. What is the effective management and utilization of all resources, human and technical, available to the bridge team to ensure safe navigation? Bridge Resource Management, Bravo Romeo Mike. 8. What affords ships the opportunity to train in evolutions the CO believes will be of the most benefit to the watch team? Special Evolutions Training, Sierra Echo Tango. 9. GPS datum must be set according to the chart in use. DNC or ENCs are built to which datum? WGS 84, Whiskey Gulf Sierra 84. 10. Shipboard testing of equipment and the associated voyage management system electronic charting application has been conducted to verify it conforms to the ECDIS-N requirements identified in which publication. OPNAV Instruction 9420.2 Alpha. Chapter 2, Duties and Responsibilities. 1. Who will serve as the Senior Assessor? Immediate Superior in Command, India Sierra, India Charlie. 2. What is the minimum required pay grade for a QM to be appointed in writing as a Navigation Assessor? E6. 3. The navigation assessment will be reported as an exercise in CV Sharp or what else? Taurus. Tango Oscar, Romeo India Sierra. 4. Who is ultimately responsible for the training and performance of the navigation team? Commanding Officer. 5. Who will review planning with conformance standards and the navigation brief and, on CNSF ships, the charts and route plans, example, track data sheet, ECDIS-N navigation plan, for completeness? Executive Officer, X-Ray Oscar. 6. The navigator, at the CO's discretion, report in writing to the CO with copy to embarked staff when underway, the ship's position at 0800, 1200, and which time each day? 2000. 7. How often must the navigator review chart and publication requirements and assigned fleet allowance? Annually. 8. Prior to anchoring, ensure the appropriate chart and electronic display showing the ship's anchorage position, water depth, bottom type, and all navigation aids to be used are identified to the OOD and what else? CIC, Charlie India Charlie. 9. Determine if the anchor is holding by taking fixes frequently, at least every how many minutes, for the first 30 minutes after anchoring. 3. 10. Who should be coordinated with to ensure appropriate combat systems operational sequencing system procedures are followed when setting up navigation equipment? Electronics Material Officer, Echo Mike Oscar. Chapter 3, Standard Policies, Requirements, and Procedures. 1. The navigation plot maintained in which location is designated as the primary navigation plot. Bridge. 2. Navigation watch standers will plot all fixes and will compare fix information from available sensors and charted information prior to entering restricted waters and prior to any special evolutions. Outside restricted waters, fix comparison will be conducted at least how often? Hourly. 3. Which type of GPS service provides onboard systems with assured, secure, and encrypted positioning, velocity, and precise time interval data to establish a common geographic and time reference for fleet operations? GPS, PPS, Gulf Papa Sierra, Papa Papa Sierra. 4. Which system is widely used by the maritime community to increase situational awareness and enhance safety of navigation for vessels at sea? Automatic Identification System, Alpha India Sierra. 5. On surface ships, INS is frequently operated in an automatic reset mode from GPS, PPS, to determine error. This means that INS systems are being updated every how many seconds from GPS, PPS? 8. 6. What provides GPS or PPS positions, as well as direct estimated positions, which are generated by the inertial navigation system? Blended, weighted average of all position sources, solutions. Navigation Sensor System Interface, NAV, Sierra Sierra, India. 7. INS position may only be used for up to how many hours when GPS or PPS is not updating INS? 8. If the ship does not have a trailing or locked shaft RPM table or does not order compensation RPMs, then the QMOW must DR for the lower than ordered speed. If time and equipment allows, fixing the slowing ship at 3-minute intervals for how many minutes after the casualty and then averaging the speed over the last 6 minutes can discover this lower speed. 15. 9. Notice to mariners: corrections are only designed to be used with which type of charts? Standard nautical charts, Sierra, November, Charlie's. 10. The status of equipment pertaining to the safe navigation of the ship will be reviewed by the navigator. The appropriate department head will provide estimated time of repair for any navigation equipment that is not operating properly. What is required for equipment that is not fully functional or not immediately corrected? CASREP, Charlie Alpha Sierra Romeo Echo Papa. Chapter 4, Supplemental Policies, Requirements, and Procedures. 1. Specific steps are required for TICOM authorization before a ship can operate with ECDIS-N as the primary navigation plot per which publication. OPNAV Instruction 9420.2 Alpha. 2. NAV cert will be completed within how many months from the date of ECDIS-N installation? 6. 3. Which import team verifies administrative readiness items to ensure a successful ECDIS-N certification process and must be completed prior to requesting an ECDIS-N 180-day interim certification? Limited Training Team, Lima Tango Tango. 4. The interim authorization allows a ship to operate with ECDIS-N as the primary navigation plot for up to how many days, during which ships are expected to pass an ECDIS-N squadron or group staff navigation assessment? 180. 5. How many minutes is the own ship safety zone configuration look-ahead time? 6. 6. Which software allows the user to select a safety depth value that results in highlighting of specific depth curves available in the DNC and TOD libraries? VMS, Victor Mike Sierra. 7. If planning to operate in an area where NGA coverage is considered inadequate or non-existent, then authorization to use foreign nautical charts, or ENC, as the primary source of navigation must be requested via the operational chain of command at least how many days prior to the scheduled operation? 45. 8. TOD data must be displayed with the appropriate DNC library. Thus, the final display will be both DNC and TOD. How many types are applicable to surface ships? 2. 9. At a minimum, how many types of information will appear on every paper chart displaying a restricted water track? 7. 10. A copy of the Voyage Planning or Piloting Preparation Checklist must be retained on board with the navigation brief for how many months? 12. Chapter 5. Expeditionary Craft. 1. Who will conduct navigation assessments on each LCU craft as part of the craft crew's unit-level training? Commanding Officer. 2. Who is responsible for the safe navigation of every LCU craft? Executive Officer. 3. Who will provide training in proper navigation procedures to all assigned craft navigators and craft masters? Command Navigator. 4. The craft master must ensure required charts are on board prior to getting underway for assigned operations. Arrange through the command navigator how many months prior to deployment for issue of charts covering the expected areas of operation. 3. 5. The only authorized global positioning system inputs to be used for acquiring craft positions are the Defense Advanced GPS Receiver and what else? Furuno GPS, GP-37. 6. Maintain records of all observations and computations made for the purpose of navigating the LCU craft. All records must be retained as the craft's official records and craft history record for how many months? 6. 7. How often must an inventory be conducted of all charts and publications held on board per CO's ready charts list? Semi-annually. 8. How often must the navigator inspect the LCU craft's deck log and take corrective actions as may be necessary and within his or her authority? Daily. 9. Shoal water is any charted depth of how many feet or fewer? 6. 10. Set and drift will be computed or recorded and logged in the deck log every how many hours while underway? 3. Chapter 6, Records, Logs, and Forms. 1. What are strictly forbidden in all navigation logs and records? Erasures. 2. The deck log will be maintained per which publication? OPNAV Instruction 3100.7 Charlie. 3. How often must the navigator review the deck log for accuracy, completeness, and formality of entries? Daily. 4. Duplicate paper or electronic copies of the deck log will be kept on board for how many years? 1. 5. What is the ship's position log form number? OPNAV Form 3100/3. 6. Whenever a fix is determined and at least every how many minutes, a position from the primary approved source, GPS or PPS, will be recorded. 30. 7. At a minimum, all military GPS or PPS sources and AIS will be logged at least how often? Hourly. 8. The ship's position log will be kept on board how many months from the last entry as part of the ship's official records? 12. 9. Most CIC logs are maintained on which form? OPNAV Form 3100/2. 10. How many years must the CIC watch logs be kept on board from the last entry as part of the ship's official records? 2. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.